Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our first case for argument this morning is Custom Vehicles against Forest River. Mr. O'Leary.
May it please the court, counsel. Custom Vehicles seeks the reversal of the district court's grant of summary judgment. We say that there is a genuine issue of material fact that Custom Vehicles' mark had acquired secondary meaning before Forest River began using it in commerce. We say that this issue arises not only from Custom Vehicles' evidence, but in particular arises from Forest River's own proof that was so fraught with contradictions and missing evidence as to raise more questions than it answered. The district
court's an idle curiosity. How long does it take to convert your vehicle from work to play or vice versa?
Your Honor, if I answered that question, I would be going outside the record.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't have anything to do with the case. I'm just curious.
My understanding is that it's something that can be done probably in less than an hour.
Does everything fit in the vehicle, or do you have to leave stuff out, or what?
My understanding, Judge, is that the components can be moved around and can be configured so that the unit can be changed from a mobile office to a recreational vehicle.
All within the vehicle. You don't have to take
things out.
You don't take the microwave out and leave it. Okay, just curious.
That's my understanding, Judge. The district court's analysis was flawed from the inception because it failed to afford Custom Vehicles the presumption that's found in the Pac-Man case and the Liquid Controls case. And the problem was, by relieving Forest River of this presumption, the court did not look properly at Forest River's evidence, which I think fairly can be described as obtuse and very dubious. There was overall a paucity of evidence offered by Forest River as to its use in terms of marketing and sales. The record shows that the only evidence Forest River designated to the trial court to establish when its use began consisted of three things. First, they designated a portion of the complaint that they had denied in their answer. They designated an interrogatory answer which was seemingly contradicted by their 30B6 deposition testimony. And they designated an unsworn letter written by their trial counsel, which itself failed to supply any date when marketing or sales activities allegedly occurred.
But your problem, you only sold one of these, right?
No, Judge, we actually sold seven. We sold one, I believe, in 2002, and we sold six in 2004. And what has not been established by Forest River is that it began to use the trademark before we sold the six units in 2004. Our evidence as to Forest River's entry into the marketplace was that they were seen at a trade show in Louisville in December of 2004. Now, Forest River denied that in an interrogatory. They said that they started trade show activity in 2002, 2003. But in their 30B6 deposition, they seemingly contradicted that. And our point is, Forest River just did not designate enough evidence to establish that it had begun.
But I thought you only sold one before they started producing their vehicle, using the name. Isn't that true?
No, Judge. Judge, we sold one in 2002, and we sold six in 2004. And our point is, they have not established that they used work and play in commerce prior to a Louisville show in December of 2004.
Well, they'd adopted the name before then, though.
And well, the only thing in the record, Judge, is that...
They were advertising and so on.
Well, that's the issue. See, that's what we dispute. Their evidence of advertising was not established. It was speculative. It wasn't authenticated. It consisted of a brochure. You may remember they designated a brochure and said, there's a printed date on this document of 2002. That means we must have used it in 2002. And, Judge, I guess our point is in this appeal is if you're going to deprive Custom Vehicles of its day in court, the facts necessary to do that should not be established by a wink and a nod. If you're going to keep us from having our day in court, then as this court has said in the past, summary judgment is a time to put up or shut up. It's not a time to leave evidence out and fail to designate. Forest River failed to designate a single sales record, a single marketing record, establishing when they sold their units. Their only evidence, and I use that term loosely, is a letter written by their trial counsel, which we objected to. And even that letter doesn't establish when these sales allegedly occurred. The letter says the accounting is by model year, not by calendar year. So there was a paucity of evidence, and we believe that it was improper, since we were armed with the presumption, to grant summary judgment. Putting aside the criticism of their proof, we believe our proof also created an issue. The product in question, as your earlier question implied, is very unique and very special to this industry. And the target audience was the community of dealers. My client, between 1999 and 2003, attended 22 trade shows, which specifically targeted the dealers directly. So this is different than many of the cases this court has heard in which the advertising is to the general public and the efforts of advertising are indirect, such as billboards, print advertising. My client went directly to the community to advertise his unit. The evidence was that after Forest River started using the work and play name, many dealers came up to my client and expressed confusion as to the similarities between the names and assumed that my client had been acquired by Forest River. We say that creates an inference. Those kinds of questions that were common to these dealers, thinking that my client was now owned by Forest River, permits an inference that the dealers understood that name was identified with Custom Vehicles.
Yeah, because Forest Price by that time had been so active.
I'm sorry, Judge?
By that time, Forest Products had been so active in this area that people assumed, that anyone who was making this, who was using the name, was connected with Forest River.
Judge, there's many ways you can draw an inference from that evidence, but the point is, on summary judgment, we're entitled to have the inference drawn in our favor, and that was not done by the district court, and that's also an area of error that we allege. I see that my time has expired.
Thank you, Mr. O'Leary. Mr. Fowle.
Good morning, Your Honors. There's 3 points raised in the appellant's reply brief I'd like to address, and then 5 points raised just now by Mr. O'Leary. Addressing first Mr. O'Leary's comments today about the District Court failing to provide the presumption of secondary meaning for a registered trademark. That presumption is inapplicable here because a presumption only exists as to the goods in the registration. And the goods in the registration, in this case, van conversion services, are not at issue here. It's van conversion products that are at issue here. So no presumption was due. Secondly, I believe Mr. O'Leary misspoke a minute ago when he said that they had one sale in 2002. Actually, their first sale was in September of 2000 to Mr. Argento. There was nothing from 2000 to 2004, and that's the period of time when Forest River, according to the testimony of their general manager, adopted the mark in 2001. According to the production sheets that we showed as evidence, began the product in production in August of 03 and began production in September of 02. There's also the interrogatory answer saying that we were at the trade shows, four trade shows, the first week of December in 02 at Louisville, then also in 03 at Louisville, and at 03 in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So all before 2004, the six sales. We should keep in mind, of course, the statutory presumption of abandonment of a trademark is only 3 years. Anyway, about this attorney letter, let's not forget, yes, the letter was originally submitted under an attorney's signature, but it was later affirmed by a declaration of the client saying the millions of dollars of sales reported there were accurate and true. So what you really have going before the court at that point is a declaration from the client, the general manager of it. Mr. O'Leary is concerned about being deprived of his day in court. He wasn't. This lawsuit went on for 2 years. The motion for summary judgment came after discovery was closed. And Custom Vehicles was the plaintiff. They chose when to file this. Litigation is not some sort of lottery ticket for shifting wealth, getting a chance to stand up in front of a jury and plead your client's economic woes and ask for a handout. You have to have a case. And if you're missing a critical element of your case, in this case, secondary meaning, and if no reasonable juror could deny that, you don't go to the jury. You've had your time in court. You had all the opportunities for proof that you wanted.
Now, I wasn't completely clear. What is the work and play element of yours is a trailer, and what, you put a motorcycle in it or something? Is that what
Judge Posner, our trailer has a ramp door at the back that you can drive in vehicles, small cars, ATVs, motorcycles, and so forth. You can drive them up in there and actually have a workshop inside to take them apart, along with a kitchen, a fold-down bed, some chairs, and that sort of thing. It's what we call a toy trailer. Very common out in California, less common in the Midwest now because we haven't had a lot of snow lately. They're used for when we have snow, they're typically used.
I understand. You have a vehicle in the van together with a bed?
Yes. It's a long van, typically 28 feet. And you could have, say, a snowmobile or a pair of snowmobiles in the back that you drive up the ramp,
okay,
park in there.
I see. Otherwise, it's a recreational vehicle of some sort. What is the work element? I understand that.
The work element would be if you wanted to work on your product, there's room for a small machine shop in there. Race cars, for example. You can drive a race car in, and you've got a mechanic shop right there. You can do anything you want inside this. You could even use it for work if you had small Caterpillar vehicles or small forklift vehicles, things of that sort. It's just got a ramp on the back. You can do whatever you want with it. Some people use them for race cars. Some people use them for recreation. It's whatever you want. But it is a towed vehicle, generally not smaller than 16 feet, sometimes as long as 36.
Okay, thank you.
Touching the reply brief for a moment, Forest River was criticized for raising for the first time this inapplicability of the presumption of secondary meaning for registration. That criticism is not well-founded. We raise it for the first time because the appellant raised it for the first time. So, you know, we needed to address that issue in the brief. Your Honors, I see that my time has expired here, or is about to. Are there any further questions from the court?
Thank you very much, counsel. Yep. Anything further, Mr. O'Leary?
Mr. Fountain says that litigation isn't like a lottery. I agree with him. Litigation is a lot like golf. In golf, a 7-foot putt isn't considered overly difficult, but you don't get the birdie until you make it. And in this case, Forest River wants the birdie without having to make the putt. They want summary judgment, depriving us of our day in court without ever establishing when they started using the work in play mark. The evidence that they gave to the district court was obtuse and dubious.
Well, Mr. Fountain said that they used the mark at trade shows in beginning in 2001. Is that incorrect?
They said, Judge, that they used it at trade shows beginning in 2002
and
in 2003, but they then contradicted themselves. Our encounter with them at a trade show wasn't until December of 2004.
And I don't understand how that's a contradiction. I don't understand. How is that an example of their contradicting themselves?
That is not a contradiction, but it's evidence that we didn't see them at a trade show until 2004, and they contradicted themselves. If you get version A from a witness, and then they give you version B, your choices aren't A and B. You can decide, I don't accept either of them because you've contradicted yourself. And that creates a factual issue.
What was the contradiction?
The contradiction is the earliest trade show we started at was in 2002, and then later they gave a deposition. They said the earliest trade show was in Louisville in 2003. But they both can't be correct, Judge. Mm-hmm. And if you get conflicting versions...
Yes, okay, I understand.
I see my time is up. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement.